Welcome to Chatterbox Y21, Kildavin Clonegal Veteran Players Podcast. This month, we welcome the candidates in the Tullow electoral area who are seeking election to Carlow County Council. We are grateful to all those who took part, which was in fact every declared candidate at this time except Phil Thompson of Sinn Féin, who had undertaken to participate but who unfortunately was hospitalised during the recording of the podcast, and we wish her a speedy recovery. It is important that we say that Clonegal Kildavin Veteran Players do not endorse or oppose any of the candidates or the views they express on these podcasts. Each candidate was asked to deliver their message to the electorate. All candidates were advised of the need for brevity but reasonable flexibility in relation to time allocated was applied to all candidates in line with the key elements of their message. In this episode, we hear from John MacDonald, Fianna Fáil, Ben Ward, Fine Gael, John Cahill, People Before Profit, and Charlie Murphy, Independent.
Tom Doyle here, from Clonegal Kildavin Veteran Players, and I would like to welcome John MacDonald, Fianna Fáil. The airways are yours for the next 5 minutes, John.
Thank you, Tom. John MacDonald here. I'm a Fianna Fáil candidate in the upcoming election in the Tullow municipal area. I was first elected in 2019 to Carlow County Council, and I have served my constituents in a very proactive and effective manner during the 5 years since. I am a member in my local GA club, continuously helping with fundraising and community work. I have two boys and one girl, ranging from 25, 21 and 20, all playing sports, GA with the Fighting Cocks and rugby with Tullow RFC. I am currently the Vice Chairman of Carlow GA, with responsibilities for fixtures. I'm also Secretary of the Competitions Control Committee, better known as CCC. I'm also a member of Tullow RFC and a member of the IFA. And just a few words on that, I suppose. Over the last 7 or 8 months, farming has gone through a very tough time with the weather, continuously raining since last August. Didn't even get to finish the harvest in some places, and now hopefully in the next week or two, with an uptake in the turn, they will start planting for this year. Before being elected in 2019, I worked closely with and assisted Deputy General Marlene O'Connor in her election campaigns. Prior to being elected, I studied and received an honours degree in business management, graduating from Carlow IT in 2018. Some of my priorities. Over the last 3 years, I've been sitting on the HSE South and South East forums, and I've canvassed hard for a primary healthcare centre in Tullow, which now is almost there. Capital funding has been allocated. It's just down to contracts being signed now between the landowner and the developer. Another big issue I have is the NAE, which is just outside here at Kildavin. I've been lobbying TII for an upgrade. Lochbens is over where I live, near the Fighting Cocks, where there was a bad fatality there last January. Carlow County Council have submitted plans to TII, which are due back shortly, and then a lodgement will be made to Bord Pinola to have these bends realigned. I've also called on TII to install turning lanes along the NAE. As a frequent user of the NAE, and a lot of people will know that, turning right off the NAE, you're putting your life in your hands with the speed that's on that road. I also support bringing employment to Tullow and the surrounding areas. As a rural area, for the viability of rural Ireland, we need jobs in this location. I also support farmers for better payments and supports, and supports were announced recently here by Minister Charlie McConlogue in the last week to help with the fodder shortage. I have helped a lot of people in the rural areas to secure planning, Again, we need to keep our young people in the rural areas. This is what makes viable our football clubs, our shops and our post offices. I would also promote areas for growth in tourism, Carlo. We have two very important ones in the Tully municipal area, Altimount Gardens and Mount Leinster, a jewels in our crown. On housing, Fianna Fáil's Darragh O'Brien introduced housing for all. In the Tully municipal area, there are 165 new houses being built. 104 have started, while there are 61 in planning stages. There are 856 new homes have been completed in Carlow since 2020. Another big issue is the derelict of vacant properties in Carlow. There are new schemes being introduced in the last year. Creek Cona is very good. Derelict buildings that have been lying idle for 2 years or more can now apply for, and there is up to 70,000 available for them. In that period, 2024, 1,150 new houses have been retrofitted in Carlow. 6.4 million in the Home Energy Upgrade Grant. During COVID, as a lot of people were at home, and that's when the broadband issue came up. In the last couple of years, 32 million has been invested under the National Broadband Plan, providing high-speed broadband through a retail service provider for over 2,200 premises, including homeowners, businesses and farms. The rural and community, 8 million in Carlow funding in the last 4 years from the Department of Rural and Community Development. There is 6.9 million available under LEADER in Carlow over the next 4 years, up to 27. That's an increase of 447,000. This provides great, much needed funding for our clubs and organisations to provide the facilities that we have today. One thing I noticed about the clubs in Carlow, they're always upgrading. They're always building something, new lights, walkways. Also, community recognition funding in Carlow has been allocated 1.17 million to support communities who were welcoming of the people from Ukraine and other countries. Other grants to Carlow was 38 million in grants allocated for regional and local funds, roads funding. And another big issue was the Sports Capital Fund. Almost 4 million was distributed to Carlow, 58 clubs in Carlow. And again, this was for the upgrading of all facilities and all that. So, for young people, sport is absolutely brilliant. It gets them out into fresh air, it gets exercise, which may save us money down the line. So, I'd like to thank you very much for listening. John McDonald, candidate for Fianna Fáil in the 2024 local election. Thank you.
Thank you, John, for taking the time to participate in our podcast, and we wish you well in whatever the future holds for you.
Margaret Doyle here from the Clonagall Kildavin Veteran Players, and I'd like to welcome Ben Moore to Fine Gael. Now, Ben, the airwaves are all yours for the next 5 minutes.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Margaret. So first of all, I should say that my name is Ben Moore, as Margaret just said. And I want to represent you, the people of the Tully Municipal District, so I am asking for your number one vote on the 7th of June, but you're probably wondering why. So I want to say a little bit about myself, I suppose. I grew up around Ballin, where I went to primary school. I also played soccer there with Burn Celtic, played GA there with Burn Rangers. And so yeah, I would have grown up all around the Ballin area, and I'd have a close connection to Ballin. I then went on to secondary school in Tullow, where I was head boy in sixth year. I suppose some people may know us, or may know me, from our family business in the square in Tullow, Ward's Greengrocer and Health Store. We've been trading there actually for over 27 years now. My dad, Connor, runs the shop, but it's very much a family business, so myself and my sister are always, or would be in there, I suppose, at the busy times helping out. Especially around Christmas and that, so I'm no stranger to carrying bags of roosters down the town to people's cars, but that's what local family business is all about, I suppose. Myself, I'm currently just going into my last year studying economics, politics and philosophy and UCD, so like I'm interested in, I suppose, politics and the economy and that type of thing, but I found that that degree definitely doesn't translate into the issues for local politics around this area, or it doesn't teach you how to fill out applications for grants or to how to fill potholes out in Grange and that type of thing, which is what local politics is all about. I suppose why I want to get involved in politics is because I'm passionate about politics. I'm passionate about using politics to represent my community and make a positive change in our area. An example of this would have been the campaign that I actually started last year now, which would have been to save the car park in Tullow. And it's just kind of that idea of seeing something in the area, seeing something in the community around me that I don't think is right, or that could be changed or could be better, and doing something about it, I suppose. So I started a petition. I contacted all the local businesses and people working in the area, and eventually the campaign was successful and we were able to keep the car park to support the town. So I suppose that's just an example of the type of politics that I want to bring to the council. It's that idea of listening to people and representing them on the issues that are important to them. I suppose also I am the youngest candidate running, and I believe diversity is a good thing in politics. We need more young people in politics. We need someone who's going to get onto the council and as I like to say, shake things up a bit in there. We need someone who understands the experiences of young people and that can work on issues that are important to young people. Like when I look at the council now, I don't see anyone who's in particular representing young people. Of course, I don't just want to represent young people, but that's something that I feel is missing now. But then, I suppose in terms of my priorities, I want to be a voice for local people, to represent people on local issues. And that starts with, I suppose, funding, getting as much funding as possible into the Tullow Municipal District. I mean, an example of that is last week I was delighted to be able to get €500 for the Residents Association in Kylemore Hill Estate in Rathoe. You know, and they used that for, I suppose, shrubs and plants and to get a skip for a spring clean. Another thing is, what's really important to me is rural Ireland and farmers. And, you know, everyone knows it's been a really tough time for farmers lately. So, and I was just down in Meishill the other day talking to a farmer, and he said to me, like, you wouldn't believe how difficult it is for them, both mentally and, of course, in reality, because it's just such a tough time for farmers now. So, and I know it myself with my granddad, Sean Esmond, being a farmer, just... So it's definitely something I have an appreciation for, and I want to be able to support farmers in rural Ireland. Coming from a family business, I want to support and incentivise local businesses in our community because they are the backbone of rural towns and villages, so that's something that's important to me. Another thing that I want to is a priority of mine, and something that I've found as I've been meeting people all across the Tullow Municipal District, is that a lot of people aren't aware of their entitlements. I mean, I've met a lovely lady in Tullow recently, and she said, "Oh God, I really need a stair lift, but I just can't get it." And I said, "Does she know there's grants available for those type of things?" And she wasn't aware. And I found that to be the case with a lot of people. So that's something that I definitely want to do: help people with grants applications, let them know what they're entitled to. And then the last thing I'll say, I know we might be running over time, is as a young person. I think one of the biggest issues, of course, in this country at the moment is housing, and that's something that I want to prioritise, more housing and more amenities for young people, because I know young people and I know my friends, like, we want to stay around our community, we want to stay in Ireland, but we have to give the facilities and the housing to keep us here. So that's something that I want to prioritise. But look, they're just some of the issues that I've heard as I've been meeting people all across the area. But my main priority is to listen to people and to represent them to the best of my ability, because I believe we need new energy for our community, a new voice on the council that's hardworking and passionate about the community, and that's me. So I'm asking you to vote number one for Ben Ward on the 7th of June. Thanks, Margaret.
Thank you very much, Ben, and thanks for taking the time to participate in the podcast. And we wish you well, whatever the future holds for you.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Margaret.
Tom Doyle here from Clonegall Kildavin Veteran Players. I would like to welcome John Cal, People Before Profit. The airwaves are yours for the next 5 minutes, John.
Thanks very much, Tom, for inviting us down. My name is John Cahill. I grew up in Ardatton, just up the road here. Went to primary school in Ardatton and then secondary school in Tullow. When I was finished in school, I went to various types of careers. I worked in accountants and in retail, accountancy and retail. My education and background, I've done some education in both accountancy and retail, and I have a first class honours degree in social science from the University of Maynooth, and I have some level 9 postgraduate qualifications in education and training. For the last 10 years I have been both studying and working in the disability sector. I'm currently a social care manager in a respite house for adults with autism. From the age of about 12 or 13 years of age, myself and my brothers worked in steel factories. My dad's background, working in steel factories and steel fabrication, farm machinery production. And I think it was this kind of experience, the working evenings and weekends and stuff in this area. It was the first time I got exposed to unions and the inner workings of unions, and I sort of carried this with me through my whole life, and I suppose that's how I got involved in the area, in the left-wing area of politics, was seeing and experiencing how my father was working with the unions and stuff in the 80s and early 90s here in Ireland. Another thing that interested me in the area was the fact that my grandmother's uncle was Pádraig McGowna. He was elected to the second Dáil with the highest ever majority in Carlow, Kilkenny. Was always someone that I looked up to in my family tree. He was also involved in setting up the ITGWU in Carlow, and it's always a part of the family story that I was drawn to. I've chosen to get involved in politics now because I don't see enough action being taken on many of the things locally that I feel are affecting me. I don't believe it's good enough to sit on the sidelines anymore, and it's time to get involved and to do my bit. I think I can achieve much more positive change in the community if I were to get elected onto the council. In 2023 I had the pleasure of serving on the council for 6 months, having been co-opted on to cover maternity leave for Councillor Adrian Wallace. Again, the world of experience there on how all the functions of the council work, and I found this very advantageous when representing people and groups locally at the moment, and knowing how the inner workings of the council work and who to contact and where to go, etc. While working on the council, I got a motion passed by Carlow County Council to take action on gender-based violence by rolling out the Ask for Angela campaign. This initiative focuses on supporting people who feel unsafe or intimidated and threatened in social situations, allowing them to discreetly signal to bar staff and waiting staff that they're in need of help. This campaign has now been successfully launched and is a good example of the work I wish to continue in the community if I were elected. In Carlow County Council and in politics in general, there's a huge gender imbalance. Not enough women are involved in politics, both locally and nationally. This is why I feel it's very important for male politicians to do their part in advocating for adequate women's services where they are not provided. This is why I got involved with supporting Carlow Women's Refuge campaign. Carlow is one of the few counties in Ireland that doesn't have a women's refuge, and I'm hoping that in the coming year or two we'll see the opening of a women's refuge in Carlow, and that all the good work from Carlow's Women's Refuge campaign will be rewarded. I'm also passionate about our natural resources and how our natural resources are appropriated, especially locally. I believe that our local natural resources should be kept locally and any profits made from them kept locally. For too long we've seen how this works and what we've done all over the country with our natural resources, flogging them off to the highest bidder. I'm keen for this not to happen locally. With that in mind, there's two campaigns that I support strongly in the area. Number one, Militia Hills campaign, focused on lithium mining over in Militia Hills, and Mount Leinster Hills campaign, also with the windmills here in Mount Leinster. It's paramount that locals are taken into consideration as part of the planning processes, and the profits made from our local natural resources should be kept locally within the communities that also are key in making the decisions. That being said, we need access to cleaner renewable energy sources, and local communities should be empowered to make those choices. There are some good models of community ownership models out there, and it's something I would strongly promote. As a late diagnosed autistic person, I'm very conscious about the lack of services that are provided for autistic people in our communities. This has been particularly frustrating with families looking for autism specific school places. These issues are very difficult to tackle, at a local level and are more national issues. However, this doesn't mean that there's nothing we can do. Currently, I've set up an autism community group in Tullow, and from that we hope to organise an autism-friendly towns committee, which will work towards accreditation to get Tullow accredited with autism-friendly town status. If there's one thing I'd like people to take away from listening to me here today, it's the fact that I'm taking positive actions in the community. That taking positive actions in the community is something that we can all do. I'm aware that campaigns like autism-friendly towns will not solve the problems of having access to school places, but it will positively impact people with autism's lives in Tullow and surrounding areas. Taking these positive steps outside of the bounds of working in the council are the kinds of things that I think are sorely missing from our representation at the moment. And it's emblematic of the type of representation that I would like to offer the people of this constituency. I hope that everyone can see that I'm committed to action and not willing to sit back and wait for things to happen. I would like to ask everyone to please consider voting for me so I can continue to add and to strengthen our communities. I'd like to thank the Kildavin Veteran Players very much for having me here today and for giving me the opportunity to speak. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John, for taking the time to participate in our podcast, and we wish you well in whatever the future holds for you.
Margaret Doyle here from Clonegall Kildavin Veteran Players. I would like to welcome Charlie Murphy, Independent. The airwaves are yours now, Charlie, for 5 minutes.
Hello, my name is Councillor Charlie Murphy, Independent County Councillor, representing the Tullow electoral area. I was first elected in 2009, elected again in 2014, and elected again in 2019, and now I'm facing into my fourth election. I suppose I'd just like to outline my daily duties and what I do as a county councillor. I make a lot of representations on people's behalf. I make a lot of representations, say, on upgrading people's doors grants, windows grants. I do a lot of roof grants. I also do a lot of make representation on a lot of grants for older people, where they can stay in their homes, i.e. bathrooms, all sorts of disability grants. I'm heavy into that sort of representation. I also do a lot of representation on planning, mostly, I suppose, rural planning. We live in, it's a rural area, but I suppose it's rural and it's urban, but I do a lot of representation on one-off housing. I'm quite familiar with the ins and outs of rural planning. Also do a lot of representation on the road structure. Again, it's a rural area and the roads are a very important part of our electoral area. We have a roads works program every year and I attend that roads works program. I make representations on roads that need to be done, needs to be tarred, the drainage. All these are day-to-day issues that I do as a local public representative, and they are the bread and butter issues of the day, and this is what I do. So just, I suppose, maybe to change tack that small bit, I suppose politics itself, the representation of politics, I feel that I work hard as a public representative. I feel that you earn your right to represent the people. The political parties most have a sort of a thing, there's a Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, whatever political party are dominant, that people will vote for the political. But that has changed. It's all about who's delivering, it's all about who's working on the day. And again, you, as I said, you earn your right to represent the people, and I believe that solely and wholly. And so, as I said, just to move on a little bit, I suppose politics and the attitudes in this changing, I'm starting to see now, and I'm canvassing out there at the minute now, and I'm starting to see sort of disturbing stuff going on there at the minute. I'm finding there's a cohort of people, which I suppose you could call Middle Ireland, people that are working full time, they're getting up in the morning, they're going to Dublin to work, they're getting up in the morning, they're doing the home help, and they're all out, but they're finding it very difficult at the minute to get on the property ladder, to get themselves sorted in, we'll say, their own home. We all aspire to own our own home, but I'm finding that. Now, that's sort of disturbing to me. I feel that there's a cohort of people being disenfranchised in this country at the minute, and I just be fearful, and I'd like to just maybe send a message to the main political parties not to let this happen, because we know that if you leave people out and if you don't treat people equally, and they get very frustrated and feel that they're not part of society. So I would just like to emphasise that there is what I call the middle people of this country, who are out working hard, but they're finding themselves in a bit of a bad situation, as I said, trying to get on the property ladder, paying very high rents, can't get themselves into a position where they can get the mortgage for their houses. We all aspire to our own houses. That's something I'm getting quite strong on the doorsteps at the minute, and I'd like to see more an equal opportunity for people who are all workers. I suppose, just to conclude, why should you vote for Charlie Murphy? A vote for Charlie Murphy is a vote for representation. I know the issues in the area. I'm very familiar with the electoral area. I know every village in it. I know every road in it. And I have the experience. I know how the system works. I'm a councillor. I'm councillor Alice Moran's 14 years. I know the issues on the ground. And I know how to make the representation. I know where to make the representation. So vote Charlie Murphy, number one, in June the 7th, and we will continue on the vein that I am already on. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Charlie, for taking time to participate in our podcast, and we wish you well, whatever the future holds.
Thanks very much, and I'd like just to say congratulations to Kilavan Veteran Players for this initiative. It's a very good initiative. It highlights local elections, local issues, and it's very welcome, and thank you, Margaret.
Thanks to all our participants for their generosity with their time. Remember, polling is on June 7th. We hope that you, our listeners, have a better understanding of what each candidate stands for. You will hear from the remaining candidates in one of our other two April episodes. Thank you all for listening, and remember, your vote is important, and we would encourage you to exercise it.